Here's an audio test for microphone number one. Here's an audio test for microphone number two. Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox are set to play Game 5 of this six-game series. We had our second half season opener last night as the Fredericksburg Nationals took the 9-5 victory over the Salem Red Sox. So the Fred Nats at 1-0. The Red Sox at 0-1, looking to try to get their first win of the second half of the season. Let's check out the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals lineup today. Center fielder number 3, Jacob Young, leads off the order as he returns to the lineup. Third baseman number 13, Samuel Infante, bats second. While tonight's designated hitter for the Nationals, it's number 21 of Jeremy De La Rosa, and he bats third. Meanwhile, hitting cleanup, it's first baseman number 18, Leandro Emiliani, who is followed by the right fielder, number 41, Steven Williams. The catcher, number 7, Haraldi Diaz, bats 6, while the left fielder, number 26, T.J. White, bats 7. The second baseman, number 8, J.T. Arruda, bats 8th. And then rounding out the order, it's a shortstop, and number 1, Yoandier Rivero. That is how the Nationals are looking to go back-to-back wins today, as they'll be going against Weikelman Gonzalez, number 29 of the Salem Red Sox. He has a 3-2 record on the season with a 4.94 ERA. It's his 14th start of the season, as he's made 47 and one-thirds innings of work in the past. He's given up 42 hits, 26 earned runs. He's walked 29 batters and has struck out 57 on the season. Opponents hit 239 against Wykelman Gonzalez. So we'll see the starter is able to do today as it's his first appearance of the series. Remember, our third time watching Gonzalez pitch in this homestand. Pitched on Tuesday against Delmarva, followed up on Sunday against Delmarva, and had about a week off prior to this one today. Game 68 of the season, game number two of the second half of the year is underway as Gonzalez fires a fastball on the inside corner for strike number one. 6:04 p.m. is our first pitch time here at the ballpark. As the temperature is sitting around these low 80s, as another pitch is inside the zone for strike number two, and the count goes 0-2. Well, 89 degrees, actually. Sorry, I had the wrong city pulled up. So high 80s here as the 0-2 pitch is on the way. And Young will check swing foul that down the right field side to keep the count 0-2. A slight chance of thunderstorms today, about 30 to 40% between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. So we'll be keeping our eyes out for any precipitation in the area. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Gonzalez as a chopper by Young over to the right side. Bonassi with a backhanded play. Throw over to first base to Tyler Miller is in time for the first out of the game. A hot one today here in Salem, but hopefully as the nighttime comes, it will start to cool off here as fans continuing to file in to their seats here at Carilion Clinic Field. Well, if you guys are just tuning in, you haven't missed much. It's a ground out by Jacob Young to Brandon Bonazzi to get the game's first out 0-0 here in the top of the first between the Nationals and the Red Sox. Now Samuel Infante walk in the batter's box for the Nationals, a 227 hitter on the season, and the first pitch he sees is a fastball that's fouled straight back for strike number one. Taking a look at the Salem Red Sox defense today, Keir Meredith's out in left field, Carson Cima's out at center, while Eduardo Lopez in right field. Same three set of outfielders we saw on Friday night's game as Infante takes the 0-1 pitch outside for ball number one. Meanwhile, the infield, a little different today. Blaze Jordan is at third base. Edison Paulino back in the lineup. He is at shortstop today. Brandon Bonazzi at second. And Tyler Miller at first. Hot shot back to Gonzalez on the 1-1. He's able to recover and makes a throw down to first. And he's able to get the runner in time for the second out. And now Gonzalez in a little bit of pain as the trainer and Nick Green, the pitching coach, come out to check in on the Salem Red Sox starter. Well, that was a hot shot off the barrel of Infante. And it might have hit the right leg of Gonzalez, which would not be his planting foot, but instead the foot that comes following. So as he goes down, he sits about 10 to 15 feet behind the pitching mound, in between second and the mound. And the entire infield has now crowded Gonzalez, who is now helped up to his feet by the catcher of Jose Garcia. That's the battery today to get things going of Gonzalez and Garcia. And then Gonzalez is just trying to make sure that he is able to stretch it out and continue this ball game. It's been a good start for number 29 of the Salem Red Sox as he's gotten the first two batters retired. And I now think that Gonzalez is talking with the umpire to get a new baseball, and the trainer and him are talking over the routine. You know, can you land on that foot? Can you kick it? And he's going to come to the mound for a couple of warm-up pitches. So, 0-0 ball game, top of the first inning, two away. As Gonzalez's warm-up pitch, he seems to be doing okay on that first pitch. We've got to see the Red Sox bullpen out in left field. Everyone started scurrying a bit. Of course, no one warming up here in the top of the first inning. But Gonzalez has now thrown two warm-up pitches, and he's being monitored by Nick Green and Luke Mons. And it appears that Wykelman Gonzalez is going to be good to go in the stay in the game. Just keep this in mind, folks. That was a fastball by Gonzalez that was ripped right back up the middle. I mean, it's 60 feet straight at that right leg of his. Quite some pain for Gonzalez, but really happy to see him be able to continue in the contest. So first pitch of Mary De La Rosa is fouled down the third base side and into the seat to make the count go 0-1. Designated hitter today for the Nationals. He is not playing the field tonight for the first time this week. And here's the 0-1 pitch of De La Rosa, fastball upstairs, and the count's even at 1-1. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to straightaway center. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and De La Rosa will watch a breaking ball catch the upstairs edge of the zone for strike number two. 9 miles per hour winds just to the north, so a little carry inside the field today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball just misses at eye level for ball number two. Base paths clear in the top of the first inning. Gonzalez with a long look into the plate as De La Rosa standing in strong. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's another fastball, but this one misses up and away, and the count now reads full. Three-two pitch by Gonzalez as he kicks and delivers, and it's a fastball that squeezes off the glove of Garcia, but it's high for ball number four, and Jeremy De La Rosa will be walked with two outs. The Nationals pick up their first base runner of the day here in the top of the first inning. And De La Rosa continues to find ways to get aboard for the Nationals. Went 2 of 3 last night. And now stands on first base. Miller protecting the bag just a bit. And the first pitch of the at-bat to Emiliani is a fastball inside that backs up the Nationals batter out of his batter's box. Now only coming at 95 miles per hour from Gonzalez. Emiliani was not trying to get hit by a fastball low and in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, another fastball that goes inside. Emiliani backs in again, and the count goes to 2-0. The Fredericksburg first baseman was not in the lineup on Friday night's 9-5 win for the Fredericksburg Nationals, but returns to the cleanup spot today. And Gonzalez checks back over at first base, and sliding in safe is De La Rosa. Today's umpires, it is Trey Jester on the base paths while calling the balls and strikes. For the third time this week is Stephen Craze. 2-0 is the count, pitches away, and Emiliani will swing and miss on a fastball of 94 to bring the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. 0-0 is our score, just underway here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Great crowd here in the top of the first inning. 6:04 first pitch today as Gonzalez will check back over on the first base side, but De La Rosa slides in safe underneath Miller's tag, and the count will hold at 2-1, and the runner will remain safe at the bag. So De La Rosa with a little lead at first base, and now the runner takes off. Emiliani fouls this straight back, and the count goes to 2-2. Off the swing by Emiliani, it appears that he might have gotten the right hand of Jose Garcia. Great to see him in the lineup as well today for the Red Sox. First start this week for Garcia. So now it's deuces wild of 2 balls and 2 strikes, a 2 away. De La Rosa holds, and the 2-2 pitch, it's a breaker that Emiliani swings on and misses for strike number three. It's the first punch out of the day for Weichelman Gonzalez. They strand one base runner in the top of the first inning, and we go to the bottom of the first with a scoreless game between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning coming up between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. 0-0 is our score. Let's get a look at the Salem Red Sox starting lineup today before they come to the plate for the first time on this Saturday evening. Shortstop number 9, Edison Paulino, lead things off, followed by the second baseman and number 19, Brainer Bonazzi. The designated hitter today for the Red Sox is number 10, and Marcelo Meyer, followed by the cleanup hitter and third baseman number 24, Blaze Jordan. Right fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats fifth, while first baseman number 14, Tyler Miller, bats sixth. Seventh in the order, it's center fielder number 16, Carson Simas, followed by the catcher number 3, Jose Garcia, and then closing up with the left fielder of number 1, Keir Meredith. So Paulino to get things going for the Salem Red Sox offense. He shows bunt, but the pitch was low and away, but he held on to the bunt long enough for it to be called a strike one. And the next pitch he sees, it's a fouled off breaker into the netting for strike number 2. Starting pitcher tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals, it's number 20 in Mason Denneberg, a right-handed pitcher, as he fires the 0-2, a fastball high and inside at 95 for ball number 1. First round selection of the 2018 MLB draft of the Washington Nationals organization. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Paulino, and this is shot straight back over the netting and into the seats it goes as the count sits at 1-2. Denneberg, an 0-1 record this season for the Nationals with a 5.27 ERA. It's a sixth start of the season. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Paulino. Hot shot ground to Infante as he scoops it up, steps into the throw, and gets it into the glove of Emiliani just in time for out number 1. We drop down the order to second baseman Brainer Bonazzi. Looking a little bit more into the numbers of Denneberg, 13 2/3 innings of work where he has allowed 12 hits, 8 earned runs, has walked 13 batters, and has struck out 17. Opponents hit 235 against the righty. So first pitch to Brainer Bonazzi as he takes in the left-handed batter's box, and the first pitch is a breaker that sits upstairs for ball number 1. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that breaker is into the zone for strike number 1. Take a look at the Fredericksburg Nationals defensive alignment today. T.J. White is at left field, Jacob Young at center field, Stephen Williams at right field. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonazzi, and that is a breaker inside to make it count go 2-1. Meanwhile, Samuel Infante at third base. At shortstop, it's Yoandro Rivero, J.T. Arruda at second base, and Leandro Emiliani at first. Bonazzi sits on a 2-1 pitch, a fastball that missed low and away, and it's a hitter's pitch for the number 2 batter in the Salem Red Sox order. Tonight's battery, we've already talked about Mason Denneberg, and starting behind the dish is Haraldi Diaz as Bonazzi fouls back the 3-1 pitch, and the count runs full for the Red Sox second baseman. 0-0 is our score. Bottom of the first inning between Fredericksburg and Salem. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bonazzi, and this is a grounder over to Rivero. It's a slow one, but he's able to scoop it up and throw it just in time to get the runner of Bonazzi. Emiliani was almost taken off the bag, but the throw was just on the money enough from Rivero. Make it 2-up, 2-down with Marcelo Meyer stepping up to the plate. And as we turn to the weekend part of the series and of the last weekend of this 2-week homestead, the fans here at Salem are hoping that Marcelo Meyer's bats comes back in action. This is a soft grounder that's backhanded by Arruda from his knees. The throw is wide of Emiliani, and Meyer will be safe at first. And he will stop at first base. And so an error from the second baseman of Arruda keeps the inning going, and Meyer is able to get aboard in his first at-bat of the day. Thought for a second there that Marcelo Meyer's grounder was put in such a weird area of the diamond that it was going to be unplayable from Arruda, but still was able to get a throw from his knees. And now Blaze Jordan at the plate as he pops to the first pitch on the right field side, and it goes into the general admission seating for strike number 1. Well, last night Blaze Jordan hit a solo home run for the Red Sox. It came in the bottom of the fourth inning, and it gave Salem their only lead of the night, that one-run advantage before the Nationals stormed back in the fifth and sixth innings. As the 0-1 pitch to Jordan is high and inside, and Jordan having to back away from the 96-mile-per-hour heater as the count goes to 1-1. But with that home run, it was number 8 on the season, and his RBI total has now reached 40 for the Red Sox. And not to mention, but a 309 batting average as well. Jordan will sit on a 1-1 breaker that misses away for ball number 2, and the count reads to 2 balls and 1 strike. So very similar to the top half of the first inning, the Nationals have their first 2 batters retired, but they get their number 3 man aboard. So the Red Sox have Meyer at first base as Jordan will pop up the 2-1 pitch and into the seats it goes again for strike number 2. He's been early on both of his foul balls. So instead of it counting as an error, they are going to rule that as an infield single for Marcelo Meyer. So keep that in mind. The first base hit of the last 2 days for Marcelo Meyer. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes, pitches upstairs for ball 3. Meyer slides feet first into the bag, and he beats out the throw and JT Arruda's tag. So Marcelo Meyer gets the single, and then he picks up a stolen base. Not too often we see Salem's number 10 dashing on the base paths, but he does grab himself a stolen base and moves into scoring position. Count reads full for Blaze Jordan of 3 balls and 2 strikes, so 2 away. Denneberg fires away. Jordan will pop this up down the first base side and once again into the seats and that general admission seating. So the fans that chose to sit on the right field side today, I've been very pleased, especially for this at-bat with Blaze Jordan. Looking for Marcelo Meyer. That's his 9th stolen base of the season. A perfect 9 of 9 for the Red Sox. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Jordan drives his deep out towards right field, moving back, and off the wall it goes. It's played by Williams as Meyer from second base scores. Jordan slides into second. He's not able to beat out the throw, but the run does come in for the Salem Red Sox, and that will be an RBI for Blaze Jordan, and the Red Sox take a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the first inning. The Red Sox strike first for the second straight day in the second half of the season. But we go back to the top of the second inning as it sits Salem 1, Fredericksburg 0, right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the second inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 1-0. Steven Williams, Haraldi Diaz, and TJ White all due up to go against Gonzalez here in the second. So let's break down that bomb of the first inning just by the way. Marcelo Meyer was at second base when Blaze Jordan rocketed a 3-2 pitch out towards the right field wall. It hit off the Roanoke College sign out in right field as the first pitch to Williams goes up and away for ball number 1. Meyer was at second base, ran on contact, just like you always do with 2 outs. He touched home plate before the tag by JT Arruda was assessed on Blaze Jordan as Steven Williams swings through on a 1-0 pitch to make the count even of 1 ball and 1 strike. And since Meyer's foot touched home before the tag was assessed at second, Meyer's run counts, which gives the Salem Red Sox that 1-0 lead. 1-1 pitch skied out towards right center field as Carson Semus moves back and camps underneath of it to make the catch for out number 1 of the second. So today, it is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight, and as a Marvel fan, I just love that. Awesome, great to see Thor and Captain America here. Join alongside for first pitches today, an absolute blast to see some of the Earth's Mightiest Heroes. As the first pitch on the way to Diaz is a breaker that catches the bottom outside corner for the call strike one. But since those guys are here, also honoring another Avenger today with the Hawk, very special design jersey for the Salem Red Sox today as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. So different kind of uniform for the Salem Red Sox. Actually, a green uniform on the front and the back. Yeah, with the red lettering on the front, red numbering in the back as Diaz fouls the 1-1 pitch straight back into the screen for strike number two. Besides that, everything's still pretty much the same. The white baseball pants and the dark blue cap with the red S on the front. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number two. Meanwhile, the Fredericksburg Nationals are going with their red uniforms today with the white Fred Nats going across the front of the uniform and the blue numbering in the front of the uniform, white numbering on the back. And with that red jersey, they are having the gray baseball pants. 2-2 pitch from Gonzalez, and this is slapped out towards left field and falls in front of Meredith for a base hit. And Gerardi Diaz owns the first base hit of the day for the Nationals. It comes with one out here in the second with a single. And it might be a reach here, but my honor, another one. I mean, those look like Iron Man colors. So maybe everyone just in tune today for this Marvel occasion. A lot of Captain America shirts. A lot of fans in the stands today also repping the Marvels characters as the first pitch on the way to TJ White is a fastball that catches the zone for a called strike one. Excellent batter this series for the Nationals. He's batting up to 260 now for Fredericksburg. Six home runs, 18 RBIs, and he sits on an 0-1 pitch that will go up and away for ball number one. 1-0 is our score. Fredericksburg trails Salem. But with that base hit by Diaz, they're trying to get back into the game. 1-1 pitch on the way to White, and it's a check swing that he holds back on, but the pitch goes low inside for ball number two. A little bit of a breaker there. Diaz with a little lead at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and White could not hold back on the high heater of 94. He took a shot at it and missed it for strike number two. White was the designated hitter for the Nationals yesterday, returns to left field for Fredericksburg. 2-2 is the count. Here's the pitch, and White will watch the fastball go inside for a called strike three. And TJ White is retired at the plate, the second punch out of the day for Weichelman Gonzalez, and there's two away in the top of the second. So JT Arruda, the number eight hitter in the order, who plays on the other side of the middle infield today at second base, will come to the batter's box. First pitch he sees, it's a fastball that misses inside at 94, with the count to go to 1-0. Arruda has spent some time with the high A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, that is the Wilmington Blue Rocks. As a 1-0 pitch to Arruda will go up and away for ball number two, and during his time with Wilmington, didn't really get to see much progress in his game, so came down to the single A level and tried to work on his offense and defense. So the 2-0 pitch, and Arruda will sit on a fastball that's called strike one on the bottom outside corner. Arruda was almost able to get a highlight reel defensive play to go his way in the bottom of the first, but couldn't make the throw in time as Arruda will lift a 2-1 pitch deep out towards left field. Meredith moving back to the track, and he makes the grab for out number three. Well, a base hit by Diaz is all the offense Fredericksburg gets in the top of the second, and they strand one base runner as we move to the bottom of the second. It's Salem 1, it's Fredericksburg 0 on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to the bottom of the second inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Fredericksburg Nationals by the score of 1-0. We're going to get to see 5-6-7 part of the order here for the Red Sox. It's Lopez, Miller, and Simas. They'll go against the righty of Dedenberg as his first pitch is going to be shot over the second baseman's head out towards right field for a one-pitch single to Eduardo Lopez. And it's the third straight Red Sox batter to record a single against Dedenberg. You had Meyer and Jordan at the end of the first inning, and you have Lopez to start things off here in the second. So Lopez in the left-handed batter's box, one of the two Salem Red Sox players that are switch hitters in the order today. Brainerd Bonazzi, one of those as well. As the first pitch from Dedenberg on the way to Tyler Miller, it's a called strike one with a fastball low and inside. Check over at first base as Lopez's right hand gets in just in time before Emiliani's tag. Miller is a 192 hitter this year for the Salem Red Sox with 8 home runs and 23 RBIs. Had a home run earlier this week against the Nationals as he swings on a pitch low and away for strike number 2. That one was a off-speed delivery from Mason Dedenberg. And Miller quickly down 0-2 in the count. Lopez on first base with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Pitch is fired away and it goes upstairs and Miller has a solid take to make the count go 1-2. Some partly cloudy skies here at Salem, Virginia, but other than that, a nice night here at the ballpark. On those mid to higher 80s as Miller will sit on another breaker. This one misses outside for ball number 2. So we started the second half of the season yesterday in the Nationals with a 1-0 record to get things going. Salem looking for that first win. Lopez takes off. Hot shot, Miller gets under the glove of Emiliani out towards right. Lopez will continue his run into third as Miller halts at first. It'll be runners on the corners for the Red Sox. It's another base hit for Salem, the fourth in a row. And with nobody away, Carson Simas will come up with an opportunity to extend the Red Sox lead. Well, Simas had one of the highlight plays yesterday for the Red Sox with his bases-clearing triple back in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scratch that, bottom of the sixth inning, as Simas will sit on the first pitch that catches the outside corner for called strike one. And with that triple, it scored all three of those runs. It got the Red Sox back into the mix, but no offense for the rest of the way as Simas drives an 0-1 pitch down the right field side, but it will get out of play over the Carilion Clinic Pavilion. And the count goes to 0-2. So Tyler Miller single moves Eduardo Lopez to third base and puts himself on first. We'll see if we got a double steal attempt here. 0-2 pitch to Simas, and it goes upstairs at ball number 1. Seen that times this season where when you have runners on the corners with nobody out or maybe even one out, Luke Mons will try to send the runner from first to second and move that runner from third to home to try to add a run to the score. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Simas fouls it straight back, and the count stays at what it is of 1-2. 1-0, Salem Red Sox up ahead on the Fredericksburg Nationals. The winner of today's game will win their third game of the week as we're at an even 2-2 on this week. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Simas, and the breaker gets him looking for a called strike 3, and Mason Dedenberg has his first punch out of the day as it sends Simas back to the dugout. So we move down the order to Jose Garcia, who makes his first start in the lineup this week for Salem, doing so behind the dish. Pretty good work so far in defensive side. We'll see what he's able to do offensively. First pitch to Garcia. It's popped it down the right field side. Could be playable for Emiliani, but it lands a few rows up, and it goes out of play. One of the ushers here was a little bit surprised to see a foul ball land right next to him. But the count goes to 0-1. Garcia this season, a .207 batter for Salem. One home run, six RBIs, and a pickoff attempt at first base is not in time as Miller gets his right hand in before Emiliani's tag is made. Four base hits already by Salem, and we're only in the bottom of the second inning. The Nationals only with one. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Garcia. This is popped out towards right field. Might be enough of a carry as Williams moves to his left. He makes the grab and fires it on into second base as Lopez scores from third base, and the sacrifice fly by Jose Garcia makes it a 2-0 Red Sox lead. You need quite the cannon out in right field to try to throw at Lopez at home plate, and Williams wasn't going to test out that arm just now. So he's able to keep Miller at first base by going to second. So no runners in scoring position as Keir Meredith makes his first plate appearance, and he watches a breaker get called strike one by Steven Kreis. So there is a runner aboard for Salem, but it's Miller at first base. And the count is 0-1. Miller takes off as Meredith will put this one in play. A two-hopper to Emiliani. He will scoop it up and tag at first base all by himself for the third out of the inning. But the Red Sox have another inning, another run. They make it a 2-0 ball game over the Fredericksburg Nationals. And we move to the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third inning we go, and our first look today of Yoandor Rivera, the number nine hitter for the Nationals, as he takes the first pitch, a fastball upstairs for ball number one. We'll have the top of the order coming up for the Nationals with Jacob Young and Samuel Infante both due up. It's the Red Sox 2, the Nationals 0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Gonzalez fires a fastball in the zone for a strike one call. Rivera, a 200 hitter this season for the Nationals with 12 RBIs. Base paths are clear as we just are underway here in the third. The 1-1 pitch, and Rivera drives us down the right field side and into the pavilion it goes again for strike number two. So on maybe a chance of rain that will come through the area in today. Looking like maybe 40 to 30% though, so nothing too high as the 1-2 pitch from Gonzalez is a slider low and away for ball number two. We're going to hope that none of that happens, though. Might have a bigger chance of rain for tomorrow's series finale, but we're hoping we can play a complete homestand over these 2 weeks. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and the breaker is just low for ball number three. Some fans a little shocked to hear that one count as ball number three, but a full count to get this third inning underway. Payoff pitch coming up for Gonzalez, takes a deep breath at the mound, kicks and delivers, and it's a fastball high and inside for ball number four, and it's the second time today a National has been walked off the hands of Weichelman Gonzalez. So, through the first time of the order, Weichelman Gonzalez walks two batters, strikes out two batters, and only allowed one base hit to our Geraldy Diaz that came in the second. So we move back to the top of the order. It's Jacob Young with nobody out and a runner on first base. An 0-1 start today for the leadoff batter of the Nationals, and he'll take the first pitch for a called strike one at 93 miles per hour. Michael Gonzalez making his first start at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals this season. And the count is 0-1. Pitch is away, and Young checks swing. Pitch goes low in front of Garcia. Thinks about throwing it down to second, but the runner of Rivero slides in safe to second and moves into scoring position, and the count is at 1-1. For Rivero, that is now stolen base number two of the season. And moves above 500. He was a 1-2 this year. So now go 2-3 for the Nationals' number one. So Fredericksburg's first run of the game is into scoring position. If they're able to find a way to bring him across. Nobody out, a 1-1 count. Young in the batter's box. Grounded out to Bringer Bonazzi back in the first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball that misses upstairs, and it goes 2-1 with the count. Wind sort of blowing into the ballpark today from center and right field, so you might hear some of that effects by our crowd mics today. Be a little bit more generous for the pitchers today. 2-1 pitch, and that one misses wide at 93 miles per hour. And the count goes to 3-1. So a hitter's pitch to Jacob Young. Samuel Infante awaiting on deck for the Nationals, and he would love to have two runners aboard. Deep breath, kicks and delivers on the 3-1, and Young took a swing on it, and he pops it up down the right field side. Into the seats it goes for strike number two. Giles comes into the season with 3 wins and 2 losses. Had a rough showing against Delmarva on Sunday, where he gave up 4 runs in the first 2 innings. Much better job in the first 2 innings today with allowing 0 runs. 3-2 pitch, and Young right back up the middle. This squeezes by for a base hit. Rivero gets the green light. Simas tries to step in, but mishandles the ball, and Rivero scores from second, and the Nationals are on the board, and Jacob Young cuts his deficit in half. It's now Salem 2, Fredericksburg 1, with nobody away here in the top of the third. Well, I really thought that Simas was going to have a legitimate play at home, as Nick Green will jog out and talk with Gonzalez and Jose Garcia, but a little of a fumble out there at center field, and the runner Rivera had no play at the plate and an easy run to be scored. So Jacob Young picks up the RBI single, and the Nationals make it now a 2-1 ball game as Green will jog on back to the Salem Red Sox dugout. Samuel Infante, an 0-1 batter today, grounded out towards Weichelman Gonzalez, and I mean, it wasn't really a ground out. It was more of a line out, which had to be thrown out at first base as Gonzalez was a little bit of pain if a checkoff attempt at first base was not made in time by Tyler Miller. Young with a little bit of lead at first base. And here's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's a slider that misses away, and Infante doesn't bite on it for ball number one. Take this time to look around the Carolina League at all the scores that are happening in the single-A division. The Downey Ducks lead the Carolina Mudcats 4-0 as the pitch on the way to Infante is fouled straight back for strike number one. Well, the Ducks have had just a marvelous week, winning the first 4 games of the series at home, and today they have really shut down Carolina. And they have the 4-0 lead. They also have 10 base hits today. And they've only allowed 1 base hit. Pickoff attempt at first base, but once again, Young slides in safe. And that's the second pickoff attempt of the at-bat, so Gonzalez can't check over in on Jacob Young. We'll see if that makes him feel confident at taking off towards second. And he does. On the 1-1 pitch, misses low and away. Garcia's throw to second, tag by Bonazzi, and he got him. Young slid off the bag and never fully was stayed on, and now he's protesting the Trey Jester, and now the manager of Jake Lowry comes running out and talks to Trey Jester. I think they might be pleading that either the base was and a disadvantage for the runner, or maybe Bonassi's foot was in the way, so Young didn't have a clear path in the second, but Jake Lowry obviously heated as he's talking to Trey Jester, and with that, that becomes the first out of the inning. Jacob Young is a little confused as he walks back into the first base dugout. And now the first base coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals will be right next to the base path umpire, so maybe he'll share a few words with the base path umpire of Trey Jester. So count goes 2-1, and here's the pitch. It spikes in front of home plate for ball number 3. So a hitter's pitch coming up for Infante. So Jacob Young does drive in the game's first run for Fredericksburg, but he is tagged up on the base paths here for the first out. 3-1 pitch, fastball called strike 2 at 93 miles per hour. Meanwhile, the Augusta Green Jackets lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by the score of 6-1. That game is in the top of the sixth inning down in North Carolina. Payoff pitch coming up. Gonzalez kicks and deals, and Infante swings and misses for strike number 3, the third punch out in as many innings for Weichelman Gonzalez, and there's now two away here in the top of the third. Jeremy De La Rosa will now step up to the plate with two outs and nobody on. Left-handed batter will go against the right-handed pitcher of Gonzalez. First pitch on the way to De La Rosa. It's a breaking ball low and inside for ball number 1. De La Rosa walked in his first at-bat. That came in the first inning. Was the only base runner for the Nationals in the frame. Here's the 1-0 pitch to De La Rosa, and this is lifted on down the third baseline, and it goes into the seats for strike number 1. Meanwhile, middle of the third inning down to Charleston, the Columbia Fireflies lead the Charleston River Dogs by the score of 3-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hot shot De La Rosa. Backhand play by Bonazzi, but it goes over the glove and out towards right center field, and De La Rosa has a two-out single, and the Nationals are still in the top of the third. Second on-base appearance today for the Nationals' number 3 hitter, DH in the order today. And now we'll see Leandro Emiliani, who struck out swinging to end the first inning, has another opportunity to keep this inning afloat. First pitch goes low, and it's delayed steal by De La Rosa. Throw down to Paulino. The tag is not in time. It took a while for Garcia to find the baseball, and everyone was sort of delayed there. De La Rosa had a late takeoff. Paulino had a late cover at second, and Garcia may have had a delayed throw to the bag. But De La Rosa wins that battle, and he steals a big-time base for the Nationals, and that becomes the 22nd stolen base this year for De La Rosa. Pretty good percentage. He's now 22 of 27 attempts on the base paths. Gonzalez calls for time on the rubber as the count goes 1-0. And looking at the Columbia score, I mean, the Fireflies, 18 wins in the first half of the season, but they start off the second half with a big-time win against a team that went 46-20 in the first half of the season and might be on their way to a 2-0 start. Here's a 1-0 pitch, a fastball upstairs to Emiliani, and the count goes 2-0. Meanwhile, some games are just getting underway, including the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That one is scoreless in the bottom of the first, and they're warming up right now in Salisbury as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Delmarva Shorebirds do battle for the fifth time this week. Emiliani fouls the 2-0 pitch straight back to the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. Two base hits this inning for Fredericksburg, and the tying run is in scoring position, and the breaking ball by Gonzalez just slipped out of his right hand and rolls all the way to the backstop. De La Rosa moves to third base, and the count now reads 3-1. When Gonzalez fired that pitch, he was simply looking at his right hand and couldn't believe what was fired. He tried to go maybe with a little bit more of a changeup action, but instead it never was able to be played, and Garcia had to quickly get up from a squatting position and try to retrieve the baseball. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Emiliani can't catch up to the fastball, and the count goes 3-2. An absolute laser by Gonzalez down the middle brings the count to full, and a big payoff pitch coming up, especially with Steven Williams on deck for the Nationals. Here's the 3-2 pitch by Gonzalez, and Emiliani fouls this into the screen and will stay at 3-2. 2-1 is our score. Salem leads Fredericksburg in the top of the third inning. A little bit of offense in each one of these innings tonight. Salem scoring one run in the first and the second, and Fredericksburg grabbing their game's first run here in the top of the third. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Gonzalez, and Emiliani can't catch up to the fastball again. He goes down swinging for the second time today, and they strand the base runner of De La Rosa at third. So the Red Sox give up a run in the top of this third inning, but they maintain a 2-1 advantage as they move to the bottom half of the third right here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the third inning, and the Red Sox lead the Nationals 2-1. Top of the order here in the bottom of the third as Denenberg's first pitch is a breaker that misses low and away for ball number one. Last time up, Edison Paulino grounded out towards third baseman in Samuel Infante. So he's 0-1 of the day, and this one is a hot shot right back to the pitcher. Good scoop by Denenberg, and he will jog down the first and underhand toss it into the glove of Miliani for out number one. So back-to-back groundouts to start off this Saturday evening for Edison Paulino, and we now move down to Breyer Bonazzi. Bonazzi had a groundout as well back in the first as he went towards shortstop Rivero. In the first pitch, he sees a ground ball to Aruda's backhand side, thrown away from his body, but in time to Emiliani for the second straight out of the inning. So far this inning, it has been three pitches in two outs for Mason Denenberg, who went through a rough patch starting with this part of the order. And Marcelo Meyer, Blaze Jordan, Eduardo Lopez, and Tyler Miller all going back-to-back-to-back-to-back singles in the first and the second. So first pitch to Marcelo Meyer, it's a fastball upstairs at 95 to make the count go 1-0. Meyer singled, it was a soft roller that was going down towards the middle of the infield, as Meyer sits on a 1-0 pitch that misses low for ball number two. And JT Arruda, backhand play, threw it from his knees, but went wide of the first baseman of Emiliani. 2-0 pitch, Meyer crushes this down the right field side, looking up, and this baseball is gone. Marcelo Meyer has a second home run at Salem Memorial Ballpark here in 2022, and he makes it a 3-1 Red Sox lead over the Nationals. His first game this week as a designated hitter, and he's looking right back in the groove he was in the early going of the season. A 2-2 start of the night, a single, and now a home run, and the Red Sox move back up to a 2-run advantage over the Nationals. So now Blaze Jordan at the plate, and the first pitch he sees is a fastball that's called strike number one, an RBI single back in the first inning. He was able to score Marcelo Meyer from second base as Jordan will swing and miss on the fastball to make the count go 0-2. And Jordan actually was tagged out at second as he was trying to turn a single into a double, but it still scored Meyer as Jordan will sit on an 0-2 pitch That misses eye level for ball number one. Was tagged out, but got the RBI single to get the game going. Not too bad. 1-2 pitch. Sound like a busted barrel. Slow grounder to Rivero, and the throw over to Migliani just in time for the third out of the inning. Well, it was a 3 ground outs in the frame, but sandwiched in between all of that, it's a Marcelo Meyer solo home run. It hasn't happened at this ballpark since April 23rd, but he makes it a 3-1 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fourth inning, up next on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the fourth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 3-1. We have 5-6-7, part of the order up for Fredericksburg. Stephen Williams set to lead things off against Weichelman Gonzalez. First pitch away, and Williams' foul tips this off the glove of Garcia to get things going here in the fourth. Williams is 0-1 today as he popped up towards the center fielder, and Carson Simas back in the second. We've seen his name in the order for these last 3 days. And now here's the 0-1 pitch from Gonzalez, and Williams skies this deep out towards right field, but it will go foul, and that makes the count go to 0-2. I mean, he got underneath that ball there for Stephen Williams, but just way too early on it to keep it in play. So a couple of foul balls have Stephen Williams down 0-2 in the count. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez, another breaking ball, but it misses low and away for ball number one. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Williams, and it's fouled straight back as it rolls towards the backstop, and the count will hold at 1-2. So Weichelman Gonzalez looking good right now. Maybe wasn't his best inning in the third. He walked a batter, followed by a single, and was able to give up another base hit to Jeremy De La Rosa, but the 1-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. So two base hits and a walk that inning, but he was able to get two punch-outs in the frame, which is the best we've seen Gonzalez from on tonight. He has 4 punch-outs. He's trying to make it 5. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's a fastball up outside for ball number three. So it started off as an 0-2 count. Gonzalez has lost a little bit of control as the at-bat has continued. It's now 3-2. Gonzalez kicks and deals, and Williams pops his up out towards center field. Simas will move in a bit and will camp underneath of it and make the grab for out number one. So back-to-back pop-ups for Stephen Williams today towards the center fielder Carson Simas. And now we bring up Haraldi Diaz, 1-1 today. He's singled back in the second inning for the first hit of the day for the Nationals. And he has a very similar setup with nobody aboard with one out here in the fourth. Gonzalez steps in, and Diaz first pitch, a grounder over the backhand side of Miller. He's able to glove it, puts the right hand up and says, "I got it myself, Weichelman." And he tags first base for out number two. Two up, two down for Gonzalez as the Red Sox lead the Nationals 3-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Great night here at the ballpark. Everyone enjoying the festivities of Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, but also the 3-1 lead for the Red Sox as Gonzalez's first pitch to T.J. White is a breaker that misses low and away for ball number one. White struck out looking back in the second inning as he is 0-1 tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to White. He will sit on a fastball that's called strike number one on the outside edge. So the count is even. One ball, one strike, two away. White with six home runs, 18 RBIs this season. 258 batter out in left field today as he will swing and foul tip on a breaking ball from Gonzalez. And that brings the count to one ball and two strikes. White was reaching out and making sure to try to just make contact on that barrel. So the count's now one ball, two strikes. Gonzalez delivers, and White will swing and miss as he goes down at the plate for the second time today. It's five strikeouts for Weichelman Gonzalez. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth, and the Salem Red Sox lead 3-1 as the bottom of the fourth inning is up next with Eduardo Lopez, Tyler Miller, and Carson Simas. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Sox lead the Nationals 3-1, and Lopez set to lead things off as he watches the first pitch miss away for ball number one. So the Red Sox have a two-run lead, and they've been able to bring a run across the plate in every inning so far today, as Lopez will swing on the 1-0 pitch and miss on the breaker for strike number one. Blaze Jordan had an RBI single in the first inning, while Jose Garcia had a sacrifice fly in the second, and Marcelo Meyer had a solo home run in the third. 1-1 is spiked to the left of home plate, and it's unable to be played by Diaz as it rolls towards the backstop. But with the base paths clear, that's no concern for Eduardo Lopez. Two balls and one strike. Pitch is away, and he swings on an upstairs fastball, and he can't catch up to it as the count goes to 2-2. We'll see if the Red Sox are able to keep that pattern going. Pretty efficient, you know, you score a run and inning, you're not going to lose many ball games as Lopez will sit on a breaker that misses above the zone for ball number three. Infield a little shifted to the left as Samuel Infante playing closer to short than regular third as Lopez will bloop up a hit towards center field and charging in was Young but can't make the catch for the base hit. And Eduardo Lopez leads off another inning for the Salem Red Sox, and he has his second single of the day. Always great to see the leadoff man get aboard, and Lopez did that in the second and does so here in the fourth. So we'll see what Tyler Miller is able to do at his second plate appearance as he has a check swing for a strike that's called by Stephen Craze as the count goes to 0-1. Miller singled his last time up, a 1-1 batter today for the Red Sox. Moved his batting average up to 195 on the year. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Miller, and it's a breaking ball that misses aside for ball number one. 3-1 is the score. The Red Sox lead the Nationals. They just picked up their sixth base hit of the day. Eduardo Lopez with the second single of the evening. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Miller pops us up, and just to our left it goes. And the count reads 1-2. And it really has been this 3-6 part of the order. Marcelo Myers, 2-2 today. Blaze Jordan, 1-2. Eduardo Lopez, 2-2. And now Tyler Miller, who is 1-1 today, looks to get on base once again. He's down 1-2 in the count, though, and the fastball goes upstairs for ball number two. And the at-bat becomes even for Tyler Miller. Lopez, the only base runner for the Red Sox, a little lead at first base. Emiliani protecting the bag. Runner goes. Miller hits his out towards left center field. Moving to his right, it's going to be Jacob Young who makes the grab. Lopez quickly retreats back to first base as Young just throws it into the cutoff man of Rivera at short. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. Miller unable to advance the base runner of Eduardo Lopez as he's retired for the first time today. So we move down to Carson Simas, who is the only strikeout of the day for Mason Denneberg. Got the Salem Red Sox center fielder looking back in the second, which was the first out of the inning. Denneberg, pickoff attempt at first base. Not really close to tagging out Lopez, but a good glove made by Emiliani. First pitch to Simas. It goes low and away for ball number one. Well, Carson Simas, a 179 hitter this season for the Red Sox, and he's seen a lot more game time recently, especially with Miguel Ugueto and Phillip Sykes on the injury list. Simas has played almost every game this series for Salem. 1-0 pitch is a soft chopper that will roll up to the third base side. Denneberg barehand grab, throw to first base. What a reach by Emiliani to get the runner of Simas. That was a tough play for any pitcher to make, but fired a quick one right into Emiliani, and he extended the full distance to make the grab. Lopez moves to second base, so the Red Sox do have a runner in scoring position, but that is one of the best fielder choices we have seen in quite some time, as the battery of Diaz and Denneberg talking some things over. And now Diaz will return to behind the plate. Second time today that Denneberg is able to make a great play near the mound or off the mound to get the runner out at first. And as we now see Jose Garcia at the plate. First pitch goes low and away for ball number one. Picked up a seventh RBI of 2022 back in the second with a sacrifice fly out towards right field. It scored the man at second of Eduardo Lopez. A 1-0 pitch to Garcia. This is popped out towards right field again and has the height, but it doesn't have the distance as Williams will go underneath of it and make the catch for out number three. And for the first time today, the Salem Red Sox are unable to score a run in an inning. They strand one base runner at second base and Eduardo Lopez, but they still have a 3-1 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals as we move into the fifth. We'll have a new pitcher coming in for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on the other side of this break on MILB.TV. Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Graham Hoffman, the new pitcher in for the Red Sox, as JT Arruda will lead off this inning as he watches the pitch go on the outside edge for a called strike one at 94 miles per hour. So we'll have JT Arruda, Yoando Rivero, and then the top of the order with Jacob Young here in the fifth. 3-1 Salem lead as Arruda drives the 0-1 pitch down the left field line and heads just into the seats right by the Roanoke Times Pavilion for strike number two. An 0-2 count, so Weichelman Gonzalez's day has come to a close for the Salem starter. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Hoffman. It's a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number one. Well, Hoffman today is making his 11th appearance for the Salem Red Sox. He has an ERA of a 5.84 and a win-loss record of an even 1-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Hoffman, and it goes upstairs for ball number two. Even count for Hoffman. He has allowed 15 hits and 8 earned runs in 12 and one-thirds innings of work. Opponents hitting against him at a 288 rate. 9 walks, 9 strikeouts this season as he misses on the outside with the breaking ball at 86 miles per hour, and the count reads full of 3-2. Arruda is an 0-1 batter today as he popped up towards left fielder Keir Meredith deep in the warning track last time up, and Arruda will hold on a 3-2 pitch that misses low at 92 for ball number four. And the leadoff batter for the Nationals here in the fifth walks down the first. So Hoffman had a great start to the at-bat, but it sort of fell apart down the stretch. And Hoffman is hoping to have a much better go against the Nationals today. Pitched back on Tuesday for Salem and had an outing to forget, as Yoando Rivero will swing on the first pitch, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball for the strike one call. He pitched one-third of an inning and allowed 1 hit, 3 earned runs. He walked 3 batters. Just not a day to remember for Graham Hoffman, but a brand-new opportunity right here on Saturday as his 0-1 pitch will locate the bottom outside corner for the strike two call. Hoffman, the first pitcher from either side to come out of the bullpen, and with a second straight batter, Hoffman has the man at the plate and an 0-2 hole. Hoffman with the long look, he kicks and delivers, and that's a fastball misses just upstairs for ball number one. Salem leads 3-1 over Fredericksburg, top of the fifth inning. Tying run at the plate right now for the Nationals as they have the lead batter aboard and JT Arruda at first. 1-2 is the count. Hoffman delivers, and this is a fastball that misses outside for ball number two. So if you look at Graham Hoffman, he's thrown 4 strikes, and all four of those came in the first 2 pitches of each at-bat, but when there's been 2 strikes on the board, he has fired 6 straight balls. Counts even at 2-2. Hoffman takes a step. Arruda takes off. Ryder swings and missed. Does he throw him out? He does not. As it took a hop in a second, but Hoffman's able to get out number one as Rivero goes down swinging, but JT Arruda moves in the scoring position with the stolen base. So one out in the top of the fifth, and for JT Arruda, that is stolen base number 2 of the season for the Nationals, now 2 of 3 here in 2022. And with that strikeout there from Rivero, we move back to the top of the order with Jacob Young, who singled his last time up, a 1-of-2 night for the Nationals. Runner at second base as Hoffman sets, kicks, and delivers. Young, hot shot to Bonassi, who makes the grab at second. Can't make a play back at second base, though, as Arruda retreated quickly back towards the bag, and Paulino was nowhere near it to try to get the force out, but for the Red Sox, that's a big step in the right direction. You get Young retired, and you move Infante up to the plate with 2 away in the inning. I mean, very calm play there from Bonassi. A line drive comes your way. Sometimes could be a little bit scary, as time is called by Jose Garcia behind the plate. But he made that look as easy as he could, and pretty much been the staple second baseman for the Red Sox in Brandon Bonassi. That's really been a no-brainer because he's been such a reliable asset to this team, as Infante will swing on the first pitch and he misses for strike number one. That's a breaker by Hoffman. And good news for Graham Hoffman. This outing has gone already much more successful when you compare it to length than his first outing against the Nationals on Tuesday. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hoffman, a fastball that misses up and away, and the count's even at 1-1. Well, Samuel Infante has 12 home runs and 40 RBIs this season. I mean, a great power hitter in contact situations, but he's got a .225 batting average. Started off the year hot for Fredericksburg, but has started to quiet down a bit here in the Carolina League. 1-1 pitch to Infante. That's an off-speed that misses up and away for ball number two. 3-1 is the score. The Red Sox lead the Nationals. We're in the top of the fifth inning with two outs, and there's a runner on second base with JT Arruda, who got aboard with the leadoff walk. Hoffman takes a long look at the runner. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Infante on the check swing, but did not go as the breaker missed outside for ball number three. So it's a hitter's pitch of 3-1. And Hoffman steps into it, and Infante with a huge hack, and he foul tips it into the glove of Garcia for strike number two. I mean, Infante lost his footing on that swing. 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Hoffman, and Infante tried every will in his body to make contact with that baseball. Unable to do so as the count goes to 3-2. Hoffman looking to try to get out of the inning. The kick and the delivery. Infante, deep drive out towards right field. Moving back is Lopez. He looks up, and it goes over Lopez's glove. Scoring from second is Arruda. Now trying to go towards third is Infante. Here's the throw from Anasi. It airmails Jordan, but Hoffman's there for the backup. As into third base, it's Samuel Infante with an RBI triple. It's a 3-2 ball game as Salem leads, and the tying run for the Nationals is at third. First hit of the day for Samuel Infante. It's now his 41st RBI this season. And for a moment there, thought Infante was being very bold of himself for taking off towards third, and Bonassi were able to have a more accurate throw to Blaze Jordan at third base and might have been able to get the out at third. So we move down the order to Jeremy De La Rosa. And his first pitch is a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number one. A 1-1 day for the Nationals' designated hitter. He singled his last time up in the third. And he has with the chopper down the first baseline. Dances just foul for Salem's relief as the count goes to 1-1. That one stayed fair. Probably would have bounced past Miller and worked its way out towards right field. And Samuel Infante would have tied up this ball game. But the count is 3-2. No, it's not, actually. The score is 3-2. The count is 1-1. Salem leads by one run. As here's the pitch. And De La Rosa right back down the first baseline. Same result. Foul ball. This one a great play made by the Fredericksburg Nationals first base coach. I want to say that's Delwin Young, who is the first base coach. Also, they hitting coach for the Nationals. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that fastball just misses the zone above for ball number two. So 2-2. Red Sox looking once again to try to preserve their lead. But the time run for the Nationals at third base. Back in the third, they're able to do so. Let's see what they can do here in the fifth. 2-2 pitch. De La Rosa will slap this above the netting and out of play just to our left, and the count will hold at 2-2. And a tough batter to get through. As we're moving down to the heart of the order, Leandro Emiliani is on deck, the cleanup hitter for the Nationals. And here's the 2-2 pitch to De La Rosa. It's a fastball that misses just above for ball number three. Another opportunity for Hoffman to get out of the frame. And De La Rosa has fouled off every pitch that's been sort of a strike. And this one will be blooped out towards shallow right field. Lopez diving up. Did he make the grab? He did. What a play by Eduardo Lopez. A head first dive as he saves a base hit. And he's able to hold on to this 3-2 lead in Salem's favor. The right fielder is a little slow to get up, but he works his way to his feet. And he's able to come into the dugout. It stays a Salem Red Sox 1-run advantage. The Fredericksburg Nationals will have a new pitcher coming out of the bullpen. We'll have that name and information when we come back. Middle of the fifth inning now. Bottom of the fifth inning up next here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 3, it's the Nationals 2. As Keir Meredith set the lead things off, so we'll go 9-1-2 for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth. As time is called by Brian Pena. Interesting play there. I think that Keir Meredith was saying why it's not going to be an infraction. As the first pitch to Meredith is lifted out towards right field. William is moving back to the warning track and into the gap, and he leaps over and makes the catch. Reaches over and makes the catch. I think I should have said that. No one's leaping that wall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for the first out of the fifth. But they flew out towards right field with Jose Garcia back in the fourth. And they do so to start off the fifth. So top of the order now for the Red Sox. Edison Paulino at the plates. And the first pitch thrown by Pena of the at-bat drops into the zone for strike number one. So the Nationals bring in a left-handed relief pitcher in number 34 in Brian Pena. A 6.75 ERA on the season. And his 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number two. Pena has a 2-1 record this season. It's now a 16th appearance out of the bullpen for the Nationals. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Paulino. He will reach out, swing, and miss for strike number three. And Brian Pena has his first punch out of the day. It's two up and two down for his night to start. A little bit more on Brian Pena. He has done 28 innings of work in the past, and he's allowed 29 hits and 21 earned runs during those times. He has walked 17 batters. He has struck out 38, and opponents in 261 against Pena. So Bonassi will take on the right-handed batter's box for the first pitch by Pena. Misses upstairs for ball number one. Bonassi is 0-2 today. He is grounded out towards the middle infielders. First time up Rivero, second time was Arruda. Count is 1-0. Pitch on the way to Bonassi, and this is fouled straight back. And the count is now even at 1-1. 3-2 is our score. Salem leads Fredericksburg as the Nationals inch back in the top of the fifth inning where they pick up a run, keeping themselves within this ball game. That has not been more and a two-run differential between these two sides today. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and that breaker misses low for ball number two. We saw Bonassi in the left-handed batter's box in the first two at-bats of the game, but as we bring on the left-handed pitcher of Pena for Fredericksburg, Bonassi shifts over to the right side. 2-1 pitch to Bonassi, and that fastball just misses low and away for ball number three. Actually just missed the inside corner. And that brings that count to a hitter's pitch here for Bonassi. Here's a 3-1. And Bonassi will swing and chop this foul down the third base side. And the count reads full for Salem's number 19. Marcelo Meyer on deck for the Red Sox. A good start to the day. Might get to see him here in the fifth. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Pena kicks and delivers, and Bonassi will fight it off as it goes straight back into the backstop. And keeps the count at 3-2. A little bit of wind coming in from center field here in Salem. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Bonassi will swing on the high heat and fan on it for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs from Brian Pena. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the start of the night of the bullpen pitcher of the Fredericksburg Nationals, and it keeps it. A 3-2 ball game. Salem up by one on Fredericksburg. That was a... We welcome you back to the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 3-2 lead for the Salem Red Sox, and it's the middle of the order for the Nationals, starting off with Leandro Emiliani, Stephen Williams, and Haraldi Diaz. First pitch on the way to Emiliani will miss the, or catch the zone for strike number one. Emiliani has struck out in both prior at-bats today. Both of them swinging. First one in the first, second one coming in the third. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Emiliani pops it straight back. Hot shot coming this way, and just to our right for strike number two. You can hear the excitement in my voice. I have the superhero reflexes today. Obviously, Marvel defenders of the Diamond Knight. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Emiliani, and he swings at a pitch into the dirt for strike number three. And Grant Hoffman starts off the sixth with the second punch out of the night. Well, actually, Graham Hoffman was asked about what would be his superpower if he were able to choose one, and one of his would be controlling time. And I wonder if that has something to do with the pitch clock now. Maybe slow it down a bit, maybe give him a little bit more time at the mound as Williams will foul the first pitch straight back for strike number one. But I think that's a rather interesting superpower. Does he want to, like, stop time from moving and stay the way he is around being here with the single-A Salem Red Sox, or hold on to certain memories as the 0-1 pitch to Williams is a fastball misses upstairs for ball number one? Or he's going to, like, speed past certain parts of his life? I don't know. Or go back in time? It's very general superpower, but would love to sit down and talk about that with him sometime. 1-1 pitch on the way, and Williams will swing and miss on a breaking ball by Graham Hoffman, and the count goes to 1-2. He's controlling this inning pretty well. Start off with the strikeout, and he is going against Stephen Williams, who is 0-2 today with a couple of pop-ups to Carson Simas. 1-2 pitch, and Williams will swing and miss for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs to start off the sixth. Salem leads 3-2 over Fredericksburg here in the frame. As Haraldi Diaz, who is 1-2 on the day for the Nationals, will try to keep this inning going for the Nationals. As one of the four base hits for Fredericksburg, as Hoffman's first pitch is a breaking ball that will spike in front of home plate for ball number one. Nationals brought it back within one run in the top of the fifth inning, but have not tied up this game since it was 0-0 at the very beginning as Diaz sits on a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number two. Graham Hoffman is the first pitcher out of the bullpen today for the Salem Red Sox, an inning and two-thirds of work. He has fired now 35 pitches. Diaz slaps his out towards right center field, and Simas is right there in stride to make the grab for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning from Graham Hoffman. Not too shabby for Salem's number 38. It remains Salem 3, Fredericksburg 2. Coming up next, it's the heart of the order for the Red Sox. Marcelo Meyer, Blaise Jordan, and Eduardo Lopez all up after this break here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning, Marcelo Meyer, the designated hitter, set to lead things off against Brian Pena, who had a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the fifth, which included two punchouts to Edison Paulino and Brainerd Bonazzi. And he starts off this inning with a breaking ball that's called a strike number one. Earlier in this contest, Marcelo Meyer hit his fifth home run of the season, which is also his 24th RBI. That came in his very last at-bat as the 0-1 pitch breaks low of the zone for ball number one. That was actually the last run that has been driven in by a Salem Red Sox player. That came in the third, so scoreless fourth and fifth innings from the home team. 1-1 pitch to Meyer, and this is popped up, and this goes just to our left and out of play for strike number two. Before that, he singled back in the first inning, so Meyer is having a great start to the day. He is 2-of-2 on the day. But down 1-2 in the count to start off the six. Here's the pitch to Meyer, and it's a breaking ball that gets him looking on the inside edge of the zone for a called strike three. Make it three straight punchouts for Brian Pena, dating back to the fifth, and it starts off the sixth inning here in Salem. So we'll drop down the order to Blaze Jordan, an RBI single back in the first inning. He followed it up by a ground out to Rivero to end the third. And looks to make a difference here in the sixth. First pitch on the way to Jordan. It's going to be a breaking ball that goes inside and just avoids the body of Blaze Jordan. As we can take this time to look around the Boston Red Sox organization and see how all the teams are doing from the AAA to the single A level. As Blaze Jordan's check swing, the appeal down the line says he did not go on a breaking ball outside, and the count goes to 2-0. Star in AAA, it was not Wooster's day, as the Charlotte Knights took down the Red Sox 12-2 up in Polar Park. Series has gone in the favor of Wooster, but not on game number five of the series, as the 2-0 pitch just grabs the bottom edge of the zone for the strike one call. Some fans not too happy to hear that counted as a called strike. Didn't point to Blaze Jordan, who may have gone on the check swing. Good recovery pitch by Pena. The count's now 2-1, and Jordan will watch that fastball get the strike two call. Meanwhile, in Double A, a good start for the Portland Sea Dogs over the Richmond Flying Squirrels, as they have a 2-0 lead down at the Diamond in Richmond, Virginia, as the 2-2 pitch to Blaze Jordan is upstairs, and the count now reads 3-2. Jordan trying to become the first base runner for the Red Sox since Eduardo Lopez back in the fourth. Here's the payoff pitch, and Jordan will slash this foul out of play down the first base line. So the Sea Dogs looking to try to come away with the victory today. They started off their second half of the season 0-1 just as well after they suffered a 6-1 loss yesterday to Richmond. 3-2 pitch to Jordan. This is a hard hit grounder to the second baseman JT Arruda on his glove side, but he fields it perfectly and fires a bullet right to Emiliani for the ground out. 2-up, 2-down to start off the bottom of the sixth, and now we move down to Eduardo Lopez, who is 2-of-2 on the day for the Salem Red Sox. A pair of singles. He led off both innings where he came to the plate. He did so in the second and did so in the fourth. But pretty similar base paths with nobody on it. But now there are two outs as Pena's breaking ball misses outside for ball number one. And the last one to get you caught up on, the Greenville Drive and the Bowling Green Hot Rods. That's a 0-0 game in the bottom of the second inning. And guys, I'm looking at that right now. Crazy scenes as Lopez will shoot a 1-0 pitch out towards left field as it falls in front of T.J. White for the third base hit of the day for Eduardo Lopez. It's his third single, and it comes with two outs here in the sixth. Reason why I mention how funny it is, bomb the second inning, and the last play on the first pitch app says Nathan Hickey doubles on a fly ball to left field, Nico Cavadas to third. I mean, they were just with Salem on Thursday night, and they were already making a difference out there in Greenville. Fortunately, the drive could not score in the inning as it comes to an end. Lopez takes off in a pitch low for ball one. Tag at second and not in time as Lopez calls for time. As the tag made by the shortstop of Rivero could not get Lopez. And another stolen base for Eduardo Lopez. And he moves into scoring position, and the count moves to 1-0 for Miller. So after a back-to-back out to start off the sixth inning, Lopez comes away with a two-out hit. And now moves into scoring position with his sixth stolen base of the year. So the 1-0 pitch to Miller. It's a breaking ball that was looking to be a lot more dangerously close to the body of Salem's number 14, but he backed away, and the pitch still missed the zone for ball number two. A 1-2 night for Tyler Miller, a single in the second inning, and then a fly out towards center field back in the fourth. He sits on the 2-0 pitch and misses low and inside, and the at-bat goes to 3-0. That game between Greenville and Bowling Green still remains scoreless. So right now, Portland and Salem doing their jobs, and Greenville trying to become the third team tonight. 3-0 pitch on the way to Miller, and he takes it the whole way. It's a breaking ball that catches the outside edge for the strike one call. Obviously, these games aren't just over just yet. Some really close games. I mean, one-run game here in Salem, two-run game in Richmond. Tied one out in Greenville. 3-1 pitch, fastball high and inside for ball number four. And Miller will get a free pass, and now the Red Sox have runners on first and second with Carson Cimas coming to the plate. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. It's the Red Sox 3. It's the Nationals 2. And once again, that 3-6 part of the order makes things interesting. It may not always be efficient, but this time it was 5 and 6 who do their job. Lopez with a single. Miller gets a second on-base appearance today. It's now the question if the other players can kind of start finding that vibe. Carson Cimas is 0-2 today, and the first pitch is low and inside. It spiked right in front of the left foot of Cimas for ball number one. But, of course, Portland, Greenville, and Salem, those three minor league teams all having that reset on the schedule and in the standings as well. Check out yesterday, Greenville actually wins 4-3 as Cimas pops the 1-0 pitch out towards right field. Williams will find it easily, and he makes the catch for out number three. He didn't know it was out number three, but everyone else knew as he almost tried to fire it into the cutoff man. That will end the sixth inning, and the Red Sox strand two base runners at first and second. It remains a Red Sox one-run lead as they'll bring a new pitcher out of the bullpen out in left field. He'll come into the game with it Salem 3. It would be Fredericksburg 2. Bottom of the order coming up for the Nationals when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, it's the Red Sox 3, it's the Nationals 2. And we got 7-8-9 due up for Salem with Joey Stock coming to the mound for the Red Sox. Number 28 of Salem will start off against T.J. White. And his first pitch is a 93-mile-per-hour fastball into the zone for strike number one. Well, Joey Stock has been one of the most used pitchers out of the bullpen this season for the Red Sox. To be exact, he has now 21 appearances as White will have a chopper to the right side of the infield, scooped up by Bonassi, and the throw over to Miller is in time for the first out of the seventh. So T.J. White, who was 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, finally gets one in play, but he's still retired for the inning's first out. We now move down to J.T. Arruda, who was 0-1 today. He walked in his last plate appearance in the fifth inning after he popped up towards Meredith in the second. First pitch is a fastball that misses outside for ball number one. And be a little bit more about Joey Stock, a 2-2 record this season with a 2.25 ERA. Coming into today's game, he pitched an even 40 innings. 1-0 pitch, and Ruda drives this out towards left field. Meredith moving back to the track once again, but he's able to make the grab for out number two. Second time that JT Arruda has drove a ball deep out towards left field. And Meredith looking at making it look easy every single time as he backs up and makes the catch right in front of the Coors Light sign out in left center field. And in those 40 innings of work, Joey Stock has given up 27 hits and 10 earned runs. He has walked 15, has struck out 51. Opponent's batting average is a pretty low 189 as we now see the number 9 hitter in Yoander Rivero take the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. Stock's starting to deal a little bit today, 94 miles per hour from the relief pitcher. This is a hard chop into Miller's backhand side. Scoop over to Joey Stock, and he'll hustle down and tag first base for out number three. That's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings from Graham Hoffman and now Joey Stock. And we go into the seventh inning stretch with the Red Sox ahead 3-2 on top of the Nationals right here at Grilling Clinic Field on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, a one-run differential between these two sides as the Salem Red Sox lead 3-2 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's an 8-9-1 part of the order coming up for Salem. Jose Garcia, Keir Meredith, and Edison Paulino. Back out for another inning of work is Pena, and he fires a breaking ball that Garcia swings on and misses for strike number one. The Salem Red Sox catcher tonight is 0-1. As he had a sacrifice fly back in the second inning for his seventh RBI of the season. He's now batting at an even 200, and he takes the 0-1 pitch for a called strike two. Joey Stock putting together a 1-2-3 inning in the top half of the seventh. As Garcia checks swing on the 0-2 pitch, and the peel down the line said he went. It was a breaking ball upstairs, and Garcia started the motion and could not hold back. As he went all the way through, according to Trey Jester, the base path umpire, for the strikeouts. And through this part of the order, it's been very good for Pena, as that's the fourth punch out over the last eight batters. And now we see Keir Meredith at the plate, who will take the first pitch for a called strike number one. Meredith is 0-2 today. He grounded out to Emiliani in the second, and then in the leadoff spot in the fifth, he was the first ever batter to face against Pena. He popped out towards right field. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meredith, and sitting on the breaking ball, it's a called strike two. And Meredith quickly down in the count. Benny with a long look in. He steps and delivers. And Meredith pops it up down the third baseline and into the seats it goes to keep the count at 0-2. Meredith being a part of this lineup for back-to-back days after not seeing him much for the homestand. 250 hitter for the Salem Red Sox this season. So the count is 0-2. Pena steps in and Meredith will watch it go low and outside for ball number one. On the 1-2 count, the Red Sox looking to try to get some offense going. Three straight scoreless innings, and Meredith pops up the 1-2 pitch out towards right field. Williams doesn't have to move too much, though, to go in and make the Gretsch for out number two. So back-to-back outs once again from Pena to start off an inning. Did so in the sixth before Salem's bat starting to get a little hot with an Eduardo Lopez single. But we have the top of the order, and Paulino, who's 0-3 today, seeks to get on base for the first time this evening. So lefty v. lefty, and this move to the bullpen looks to be pretty good right now for Jake Lowry, as the left-handed Pena has really shut them down as the first pitch goes high and inside at 86 miles per hour for strike ball number one. Paulino has grounded out a couple of times today, and then he struck out swinging back in the fifth. And on a 1-0 pitch, Pena is able to find the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. So the count goes even at one ball and one strike with two away. We've noticed this about Fredericksburg this whole series as Paulino swings on a 1-1 breaker to make the count go 1-2. Left side, the infield scoots a little bit over to the right side, so Samuel Infante in between second and third base, and Rivera playing more of deep shortstop. 1-2 pitch to Paulino, and he swings and misses for strike number three, the second time that Paulino has gone down to the batter's box today. It's the second 1-2-3 inning from Brian Pena, and we move into the eighth inning with the Salem Red Sox ahead 3-2 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Joey Stock is going out for another inning of work in this tightly contested affair between the Red Sox and the Nationals here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the eighth inning and the top of the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals with Jacob Young, Samuel Infante, and Jeremy De La Rosa. Joey Stock in for another inning of work for the Red Sox, and his first pitch is a fastball high and inside for ball number one. Young is 1-3 today. He singled in the third inning and grounded out in the first, lined out in the fifth. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Young, a chopper over to third base side. Backhand play by Paulino. Throw over to first, and it's through the reach of Tyler Miller into the dugout. And moving to second base is Jacob Young off of the error by Paulino, who just mishandled the baseball, and the throw over to Miller went far to his right side. So as it jumped into the dugout, Jacob Young actually gets that free pass from first to second base, and now the Nationals have a runner in scoring position with Jacob Young, and not what you want when you have this top of the order due up for the Nationals. And Samuel Infante, who already has driven in a run today, will come up to the plate and try to do so today. First pitch on the way to Infante is a fastball upstairs for ball number one. So a little bit of a defensive mishap there from Edison Paulino. Becomes the first error of the ball game for either side. And now the Red Sox in a little bit of trouble to start off this eighth inning as Infante pops up the 1-0 pitch on the right field side. Hot shot into the area right over by the Snack Shack on the right field side. Count moves to 1-1 with nobody away. Young at second base, and Stock steps in, and Infante watches it go the whole way in. A breaking ball that's called strike number two. And right now, Stock able to recover a little bit in the at-bat. Knows that tie-in run is only 180 feet away from home plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it goes low for ball number two, and the count now runs even. Well, 3-2 is the game here. The Salem Red Sox ahead on the Fredericksburg Nationals. Another tightly contested game between these two sides. Had 3 one-run games in the first 3 days as Infante fouls the 2-2 pitch into the screen. But yesterday it was all Fredericksburg, a 4-run win, 9-5 final score. Nationals winning game 1-4, Red Sox winning games 2-3 of this week. 2-2 pitch, and that spikes in front of home plate. It gets past Garcia, and Young takes off to third. Jacob Young is 90 feet away from tying up the score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as that pass ball took an odd hop right off of Jose Garcia, and Young's able to advance. So the infield scoots in now for the Red Sox. The hitter's pitch coming up to Samuel Infante, and time is called. I believe it might have been pointed to Jose Garcia, the catcher. Him and Joey Stock just looking for some more time to find the exact pitch he wants to throw. Here's the 3-2 from Stock. Infante goes on the check swing, dropped in the dirt by Garcia. Throw down to first is in time with a drop third strikeout. Young holds at third. But for Stock, that's a big punch out. It's his first of the game, and it now brings Jeremy De La Rosa to the plate. Second time that Infante has gone down swinging. He tripled his last time up, but drops to 1-4. 1-2 of the day is Jeremy De La Rosa. Infield remains pinched into the grass. And the first pitch to the number 3 hitter of the Fredericksburg Nationals is down the middle for strike number 1 with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Now, Young does have some speed at third base. He has stolen 23 bases this season. Hard chopper to Miller. He gloves it. Throw towards home. It's off the money. It gets past Garcia, and Young scores. De La Rosa at first base takes off towards second, and he ties up the ball game with that infield grounder. It scores Jacob Young. He moves in the scoring position, and it's a 3-3 ball game here in Salem. Two defensive errors in this inning, costing the Salem Red Sox their 3-2 advantage in the Nationals, who were down by 2 runs at one point of this game, the largest deficit they've actually had to face. Have come all the way back and tied it up. And now Leandro Emiliani will watch the first pitch go up and away for ball number one. So the Nationals have tied up 3-3. Off of the error by Tyler Miller. It was a hard chopper and a backhand play as Emiliani drives this out towards center field, straight into the glove of Simas. De La Rosa holds at second as Simas fires a laser into Paulino at shortstop. But visiting that play and the Jeremy De La Rosa at bat, it was a two-bouncer into Tyler Miller on the backhand side. Good transfer. Fired it towards home, but the throw went off to the left side of Jose Garcia. And may have been a little bit of advantage to tag out Young at the plate, but It was a little bit too far out left, and Garcia was never able to get a good feel of the baseball as Stephen Williams comes up to the plate and takes the first pitch for ball number one. When the ball passed Garcia, De La Rosa was already at first base. We mentioned a hitting coach, Delwin Young, said take off towards second. So he moves into scoring position as Williams takes the second pitch for a called strike one to even the at-bat at 1-1. So the Nationals still an opportunity to take their first lead of the game. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Williams. Hard chopper over the way to Edison Paulino. Gets it on glove side. Throw over to Miller. It's on the money for out number three. But the Nationals erase their deficit. And they make it a 3-3 ball game as we enter the bottom of the eighth inning. For the Salem Red Sox, it's Brandon Bonazzi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan all due up next for the bottom of the eighth. 3-3 is our score. New pitcher for the Nationals when we come back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning, a 3-3 ball game between the Nationals and the Red Sox as Tyler Schroft is the new pitcher in for Fredericksburg, and he fires a first pitch called strike to Brandon Bonazzi. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonazzi, and this is fouled back into the screen for strike number two. Tyler Schroft, wearing number 29, he was an undrafted free agent signee by the Washington Nationals organization back in 2021, stands at 6'4", 220 pounds, as the 0-2 pitch is a fastball that misses just outside as the count goes 1-2. 2-3-4 part of the order for the Red Sox as Bonazzi will take the 1-2 pitch as it just misses upstairs for ball number two. Counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bringer Bonazzi 0-3 today, with a couple of groundouts and a strikeout swinging. And the 2-2 pitch gets him looking on the bottom inside corner for a called strike three. And Tyler Schroft starts off the day exactly how Brian Pena ended it, with a strikeout. And this 1-2-3 part of the order, they are combined 0-5 in the last 5 plate appearances, all with strikeouts. And Marcelo Meyer trying to put an end to that as he watches the first pitch break into the zone for a called strike one. Myers had a great day, 2-0-3, but he did go down looking in a leadoff spot back in the sixth. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meyer. He swings on the pitch into the dirt, and the count goes down 0-2. A little bit about Tyler Schroft. He's a 2-2 record this season with the 4.50 ERA. He makes his 19th appearance of the Nationals this season, and the 0-2 pitch goes eye level for ball number one. A little bit more on Schroft, 24 innings of work. He has allowed 22 hits, 12 earned runs, walking 9 batters and striking out 24. Meyer hits this one down the third baseline. It's through for a base hit. Marcelo Meyer has his third hit of the day. It's his second single, and there's one out here in the bottom of the eighth. The leading run for the Salem Red Sox is on the base paths. And we've already seen Marcelo Meyer today take off towards second with his ninth stolen base of the season. We'll see what he's able to do with Blaze Jordan at the plate. Eighth hit of the day for the Red Sox. Schoff fires a pitch to Jordan. It's a fastball that misses inside for ball number one. Big area of Schoff's game to look at, the 242 opponent's batting average. Not too bad, not particularly great. But a 1-0 pitch to Jordan. This is hammered out towards left field. Falls in front of T.J. White for a base hit. Back-to-back singles by Meyer and Jordan. And the leading run is in the scoring position in the form of Marcelo Meyer. Jordan now 2-4 on the day. And exactly the guy that the Red Sox want at the plate in this type of situation. Eduardo Lopez, a perfect 3-of-3 day with three singles for the team. Second, fourth, sixth innings. Keep that in mind, even innings. We're in the eighth right now. Let's see if the pattern continues as Lopez takes the first pitch, a called strike one on the bottom inside corner to go down 0-1 in the count. Guys, this 3-6 part of the order today has been terrific for Salem. But now they need it more than anything in a 3-3 ball game at the bottom of the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Lopez will take on the pitch, and it misses just low. Great eye there from Lopez. And the count runs even at one ball and one strike. The eighth and the ninth hits of the game for the Salem Red Sox coming here in the eighth inning. A Meyer single followed by a Jordan single. It's a 1-1 count with one away. Lopez will watch the fastball just miss outside for ball number two. 234 hitter now for the Red Sox. That number has shot up thanks to today's success. Four home runs, 12 RBIs for the side. Hit to the outfield would most likely drive in a run. 2-1 pitch. This is popped out towards right field. Coming in hot is Williams. It'll be a tough play. Sliding catch. He can't make it. The ball pops three. Meyer in the third. Jordan at second. Lopez in the first. Bases are loaded with one away in the bottom of the eighth. It will count as a base hit for Eduardo Lopez, the fourth single of the day. And with one away, Tyler Miller will walk on down the batter's box. Fans encouraging Tyler Miller, who was one of two today. He walked in his last plate appearance back in the sixth inning. Corner infields scoot in for the Nationals. First pitch to Miller, and it's a off-speed that's low and inside. And a nice backhand stop by Diaz. 3-3 ball game between Fredericksburg and Salem. The Red Sox looking to get their first run on the board since the third inning. With the bases being loaded, Miller hammers this out towards center field. Catch is made. Meyer tags from third. Throw is cut off, and Meyer is home safe. Salem recaptures the lead. It's the Red Sox 4. It's the Nationals 3 in the bottom of the eighth. Tyler Miller has done his job. May have not been a base hit, but it is the first RBI of the day for Tyler Miller. His 24th of the season. It was a hard hit ball out towards Young, but even then the center fielder, no chance of tagging out Meyer at the plates. Runners at first and second base still for the Red Sox as Seamus watches the first pitch catch the bottom outside corner for a called strike one. So Jordan remains in scoring position at second. Lopez at first base. 4-3 is our new score at the Red Sox ahead as Seamus pops up the 0-1 pitch down the right field line and into the seats for strike number two. Seamus today, an 0-3 batter for the Red Sox, number 7 in the order. Looks to try to add on to this Red Sox advantage. 0-2 pitch to Seamus, pitches low and away. Good block by Diaz as he's able to block the off-speeder that was going away from the batter. But a good block, and he was able to keep both base runners at first and second base, respectively. Not much wind here at the ballpark as the 1-2 pitch to Seamus. Hard chopper. Two bouncer over to Rivero. Almost bounce over him. Throw at second. Runner is safe. Rivero made the throw to second instead of first. And Eduardo Lopez hustled it out and got to the bag before the ball did. So Jordan is now at third. Lopez is at second. And Carson Simas has an infield single. So now the pitching coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals and Joel Hanaran will jog on out and talk with the new pitcher of Tyler Shoft. Started off the inning well with a strikeout looking on Bonanzi, but then three straight base hits, a Marcelo Meyer single, a Blaze Jordan single, and an Eduardo Lopez single, followed by a sacrifice fly by Tyler Miller to score Marcelo Meyer, and then Carson Simas gets an infield single to keep the inning going. So what an opportunity it is now for the number eight hitter in the order of Jose Garcia. Already has an RBI today with a sacrifice fly back in the second. But, man, he would love to drive that ribby count up a bit and increase the amount of runs batted in for the Red Sox. First pitch on the way. Garcia will watch it go low and outside. Good block by Diaz. Kept it in front of him, but just to the left as the count goes to 1-0. For the Nationals, it will be Gerardi Diaz, T.J. White, and J.T. Arruda in the ninth inning. Will it be a 4-3 ball game or will it be different as Garcia hammers a 1-0 pitch deep out towards left field. Looking up, and this ball is gone. It's a grand slam for Jose Garcia. Everyone touches home on the second home run of the season by Jose Garcia. And Salem with their largest lead of the night. It's now the Red Sox 8. It's the Nationals 3. What an eighth inning it has been for Salem as Keir Meredith will take the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. Not labeled as the power hitter on this Red Sox side, but maybe the biggest at-bat of the series as Meredith takes the 1-0 pitch upstairs for ball number two. 2-0 pitch to Meredith, and that fastball misses up and away for ball number three. And the Nationals were already in the state of mind to have to come back in the ninth, but now their biggest deficit of the day. 3-0 pitch, and that's a fastball. That's a called strike number one. Meredith is an 0-3 batter today, but he looks to get in on the fun. As he will take the 3-1 pitch for strike number two. Number nine hitter in these last two at-bats have just watched it go the whole way. And here's the 3-2 pitch, and it goes just low of the zone for ball number four. And Meredith will have a walk on down to first. And now we will get the ninth hitter of the inning for the Salem Red Sox with Edison Paulino. Tough day for him as well, 0-4. As he has struck out in his last two at-bats, both of them swinging the fifth and the seventh. First pitch he sees, he fouls it off. Straight back into the screen for strike number one. So a five-run bottom of the eighth inning here for the Salem Red Sox have made it an 8-3 ball game. As Meredith takes off, count strike number two, throw down to second, not on the money, as the no tag was assessed by the shortstop of Rivero, but Paulino does go down 0-2 in the count. Meredith in the scoring position now for the Red Sox with another stolen base. And for Meredith, that drives his total up to a perfect 10 of 10 this season. Welcome to double figures. Keir Meredith, 0-2 pitch to Paulino. This is skied out towards left field. T.J. White moving back to the track, but will get underneath of it and make the grab for out number three. But not before the Salem Red Sox catcher and Jose Garcia open this ball game up with a grand slam, a five-run bottom of the eighth. And now the Red Sox are three outs away from moving back ahead on the series win-loss total. We'll come back for the ninth inning right here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox are three outs away from grabbing this win on this Saturday evening as they lead 8-3 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here already Diaz is set to lead things off, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike number one. Well, Joey Stock has pitched two great frames for the Salem Red Sox, and he comes out here in the ninth looking to try to close things up as Diaz foul tips the check swing for it to go 0-2 in the at-bat. Diaz start off the day with a single in the second inning, but grounded out and popped out in his last two plate appearances. So 1-3 of the day for the Nationals catcher. 0-2 pitch, a breaking ball that stayed the whole way up for ball number one, and the count now rides at 1-2. A five-run bottom of the eighth inning have the Red Sox sitting comfortably over the Nationals, but Fredericksburg had a five-run inning last night, so not over just yet. 1-2 pitch as Diaz swings and misses on the breaking ball for the strikeout. Out number one of the ninth. Second punch out of the day for Joey Stock. This one actually was a little bit more comfortable, knowing that the first one was a drop third strikeout. But this one much better as it hit the glove of Garcia to get that first out. T.J. White with a surprisingly quiet night, 0-3. He struck out in his first two at-bats, first time looking, second time swinging. And the first pitch he sees, he lifts it up, and it goes over the netting down the third base side for strike number one. And the cop almost makes the play. Officer tried to use that left hand, but it just hopped right off his hand and couldn't make the play as T.J. White swings on the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball away from Stock, bringing the count to 0-2. Series finale tomorrow between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals will be at 5:05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 0-2 pitch goes outside for ball number one. Salem looks like they might be on their way to a clinch in at least a tie of the series. Remember, the season series through 10 games is also an even 5-5. 1-2 pitch by Stock, and T.J. White pops it up, and it goes just to our left. One, two is the count as Stock delivers a pitch that goes low and inside for ball number two. And the count is now at an even 2-2. Pitch on the way from Stock. T.J. White, hard hit, grounded to Bonassi. Gloves it up, makes the throw over to Miller. It's just in time for out number two. And the Fredericksburg Nationals are down to their last out. It's J.T. Arruda that will come to the plate. The left-handed batter today is 0-2. A few pop-ups out towards left fielder in Keir Meredith. And the first pitch he sees is a chopper over to Bonazzi. He gloves it up, makes a throw on the money for out number three, out number 27. And the Salem Red Sox defeat the Fredericksburg Nationals 8-3 on this Saturday night. It was a good start from the Salem Red Sox. They scored in the first and in the second and in the third. And after three, they had a 3-1 lead over the Nationals. But the visiting Fredericksburg side started to claw their way back a bit. They picked up a run in the top of the fifth, and then they tied the ball game in the top of the eighth. But then the Red Sox were able to find their way through in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tyler Miller drove in the game-leading run to bring home Marcelo Meyer. They made a 4-3 ball game. And then if any doubt was still in the stadium, it was released when Jose Garcia blasted a grand slam down the left field side to give the Salem Red Sox this 8-3 final score. And for the Red Sox, they bounce back after losing last night's game 9-5. They pick up their first win of the second half of the 2022 season, and they now move to an even 1-1 and try to finish off the weekend tomorrow night with their second win of the second half. Remember that game at 5:05 p.m. Eastern Time right here on MILB.TV, or come out and enjoy the Salem Red Sox success tomorrow night here on Sunday. Fingers crossed that the rain holds off, but until then, it'll just be seeing 5.05 p.m. between these two sides. Well, what a night this was for the Salem Red Sox. On Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Jose Garcia is the superhero. He gets the job done, and the Salem Red Sox take down the Fredericksburg Nationals 8-3. My name is Andy Losi. Thank you guys so much for including us in your Saturday night plans as the Salem Red Sox grab their third win of the week over the Fredericksburg Nationals. We all hope you have a wonderful night and enjoy your Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Salem, Virginia. Once again, final score, Salem Red Sox 8, Fredericksburg Nationals 3. Have a wonderful night. You've listened to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV.